Good evening, everybody. Todd Star 123 yet again with more questionnaires. He's either not listening to the memoir or you must be sick to the back teeth of my voice. Well, the one I'm doing tonight is part two from Hello, I'm Emma. Just a follow-on to the other one. So I'll just jump right in. Now, first question. Why did you pick your username? What does it mean to you? Well, my username comes from a while ago. I was running with my mates, and now he's heavy into his RPGs, way more so than I am. And of course, you've got all these stupid fucking monumental events, you do all this ridiculous stuff. For example, Skyrim. You run everything, you save everyone, you kill dragons and trolls and wizards and vampires and bandits and wizard vampire bandits and all that fun stuff. So they're sitting singing your praises. All hail Dragonborn! Todd. That's just, it's very anticlimactic, and I thought it was hilarious at the time. I was out my face. So, yes. So I just kind of used it for everything else. What is your ideal sexy scenario in real life? Oh. I don't actually know how to answer that one. My ideal sexy scenario. Hugh Hefner dies, gives me his mansion, I can replace it with Suicide Girls. No, that works for me. What is my best physical feature? Okay, alright. The child in me just wants to scream out, my dick. But I'm not gonna go that. I'm not gonna stoop that low. Although it probably is. I'm just saying. Probably my legs. I get told I have good legs. They hold me up, so that'll do. Who is your dream date? And what would you do on my dream date? Jungling, going through the jungle would be my dream date because I fucking love doing it. As to who. That's a tough one. They'd have to enjoy it as well. Like, if it's my ideal date, they would enjoy doing what I picked to do. So, see, I don't really date. I'm not much of a dater, so I wouldn't really know. Yeah. Shit. I should probably come up with answers before I start answering these. I mean, this is ridiculous. That was yesterday as well. Stumped on a question that I just can't answer. The fuck's wrong with me? Jenna Coleman. I think that's her name. Plays Clara in Doctor Who to anyone that watches it. Her, definitely. Her eyes are fucking amazing. What is the first thing you know? Skipping some questions, huh? To you, what is the sexiest accent? Irish. You get a girl with an Irish mouth, just jelly at the knees. And what is the first thing you notice on the opposite sex? Mannerisms. How they hold themselves. I don't know how to explain why, but that's the first thing I look at. That's the pinnacle. Girls with resting bitch face and resting bitch personality, you can normally tell from a mile away, and I want none of that. Can't be fucked with that shit. What's the nicest thing someone has done for you? Shout out to an English bud. First girl to ever make me come. Definitely gonna have to go with that one. Have you ever had phone sex? Is this okay to ask? Yes to both of them. Are you a jealous person? No. In no way, shape or form. I'm very poly. I want to say poly myself. So I'd be very hypocritical to be jealous. What's the best in life sexy experience you've ever had? It didn't have to lead to actual sex. This is going back a few years, but there was a girl I used to stay in the same place as. We didn't live together or anything like that. It's complicated, but yeah. I used to practice giving her massages, and she used to make the most erotic noises possible. I'd have to go with that off the top of my head. What is your favourite holiday? I don't know if you can count it as a holiday, but while I was in the army, I went to Kenya, and it was fucking brilliant. Fucking loved it. Have you ever been in love? Yes, I have. Does your significant other know about you and GWA? And what was their reaction? And if they don't, how come? Well, I don't have a significant other at the moment, but my ex did know about my GWA and was incredibly supportive. She still listens to all of my audios and tells me I'm a fucking moron or I need to stop rambling or you've done an all right job. Nah, she's very supportive. Biggest sexual regret. Blah, blah, blah. My ex was not the same one, different one, was bi, and with the exception of maybe two times, three times, every time we had sex, it had to be a threesome. She had to have a guy and a girl, and my biggest regret is letting it going on as long as it did, because it was, looking back at it, I kind of regret that one. What always cheers you up? Music. Certain music. Certain styles of music. Anything upbeat and triumphant just really lifts my spirits. If you were trapped in a room with someone you have a crush on and you only have an hour with them, what would you do? Well, there's not really much I can do in an hour. Rock their world, probably. What do you like best about GWA? The people. It's always the people. They're very friendly and whatnot, and so far I haven't met any yous I don't like. So, yeah. And will I be your friend? Of course. Of course I will. That's not even a question. Yes, I'll be your friend. You'll be my little buddy. Now, believe it or not, that's actually it for questionnaires. I am officially out. The next thing I'm going to be doing is I've been requested to read Alice in Wonderland. So I'm going to. Chapter 1, I hope. I say hope because shit never goes to plan. But I hope to have chapter 1 up tonight. And no, I did not agree to Alice in Wonderland just so I could say, down with the bloody Red Queen. Or slay the Jabberwocky. But I may hit out with a floater wagon. I haven't decided yet. But, well, thanks for listening, I think, if you listen. Toddster123, signing off.